I am sitting here with Running With Giants, who is a local band, a new-ish band. You guys haven't been together that long, have you?
Not at all.
Since January.
2001.
January of 2008.
Tonight, at Hot Topic in Fair Oaks Mall, you guys are playing acoustic. Are you guys excited? You did it before, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Same place. It was fun.
It turned out really awesome. There was about 30 kids, and if you've ever been on Hot Topic, that's a lot. So,
yeah.
It's a lot for a Hot Topic. It was a lot of fun. The staff was really great. The kids were really awesome. So we're really excited to do it again.
Yeah.
And what other shows do you guys have coming up? I know I've seen plastered all over your MySpace, which is myspace.com/...
Running with Giants.
I've seen it plastered all over that you're playing Sterling.
April 4th.
At Sterling Community Center.
I'm very excited. If you live near, please come.
What other shows you've got coming up?
Aside from the April 4th show, we are going to be at Fletcher's on April 6th.
Yeah.
And then Auto Bar on April 12th.
Good venue.
St. John's Hamilton on April 18th. And that's pretty much it for now.
You haven't been together that long. I know you've got a 2-song sampler, so you guys are doing pretty good for a fresh band.
Thanks.
I mean, do you guys feel like you guys are doing well? Are you at where you want to be, or are you striving for more?
Well, we're always striving for more. Yeah. We're all, like, really, like, driven people, and we want to, like, we're never satisfied. We want to go as far as we can take it, but right now, we're, like, overwhelmed, and we're, like, so grateful for, like, as much
support.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I think it's because you guys, it's fresh to see a female lead singer in Fairfax area. Like, I was really surprised to see a girl standing there. Do you like working with these guys a lot, or is it starting to get old after a couple months?
I love it. It's like working with family. Like, they're like my brothers. So
aww.
I love it.
So, you have a 2-song sampler?
Yeah.
What are the 2 songs? Are they 2 songs that are acoustically recorded here today, or are they other songs?
The 2 we did today. It's 2 that we've had on our MySpace for a while, and then we're coming out with an EP soon.
Where are you guys recording?
We're recording at my house. I have a recording studio at my house. Hamilton Road Studios, yo, yo!
What?
Straight from the streets of Waldorf.
Maryland.
So you guys are from the area that Good Charlotte started.
Does
this boast well for you or not?
Waldorf worldwide.
Well, now that we're getting to, like, music, what has influenced you guys? We'll go around, and as you introduce your, like, influences, like, name at least 2, say your name so that people get to know you.
My name is Greg. I'm the guitarist. And I guess what am I listening to, or what are my influences? I'm a pop guy. I love pop punk, so I'm really into, you know, All American Rejects, Motion City Soundtrack. Like, I'm a straight up pop guy, but I do like a lot of other genres of music.
My name's Eddie, and I play drums, and I'm currently listening to the new Newfound Glory, Not Without a Fight, and a lot of Blink-182 since they're back together.
I'm Mike. I'm the other guitar player. Right now, I'm listening to a lot of, like Eddie, listening to the new Newfound Glory record, which is in stores now. Go pick it up. Other than that, I listen to everything.
Mike used to be in a hardcore band.
Yeah, I used to be in a band called Summer So Far. We were cool. I've listened to hardcore for longer, I guess, and pop, but pop has always been, like, my baby.
Yeah.
It's more fun to write, I feel. Like, I loved playing hardcore and all that stuff, but, yeah.
And Sam?
My taste goes all over the place, pretty much, but I always have loved pop punk, and I like hardcore and stuff like that, but my true, like, I'm really into, like, stuff like Damien Rice and Jason Mraz and...
Yes, we're missing a member of your band. We're missing Mikey.
Wait,
no, I'm right here! Hey guys, I'm Mikey. I listen to a lot of bad music.
Mikey wasn't feeling very well, so he couldn't make it out today.
Poor guy.
He wanted to come really bad, but...
He's going to call in a little bit.
He's going to call
in. Is he? Yeah, he probably will.
Now, musically, like, vocally, you sound, in comparison, I would put you in the genre of Paramore. Do you listen to her vocals at all, or no?
Absolutely. I mean... I don't try to, like, sound...
No, I'm not saying you try to stay vocal range-wise.
Yeah, her voice is amazing. She's amazing. The whole band is amazing. We all are fans of Paramore. And as much as we want to be defined as our own thing, like, you know, our own style, our own...
Yeah.
whatever.
Well, I think do you think you guys find it a struggle because with female vocals, especially in mainstream music, it's such a hard thing to find the female vocalists so they all get grouped together.
I can answer this.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I understood it. Okay. At first, we all thought it was going to be a struggle, but the more and more kids are listening to our music, and they're saying, you know, we heard you guys sounded a lot like Paramore, but you don't. So I don't think it's going to be a struggle at all. I think our music, just musically, sounds a lot different. Sam sounds different than Haley. So I don't think it's a problem at all. I think we're gonna be in a league of our own.
A lot of people see girl singer and they just...
Yeah.
Say Paramore just because that's
exactly,
you know,
that's the point I'm trying to bring
rock,
up is
rock band
categorize. So I guess my next question is always goes to instruments, and for Sam it's gonna be a little harder unless you have a pet microphone that you like to use on a regular basis. Do you have a microphone that you use, or do you just use whatever's
it's
available?
It's funny because I'm attached to this microphone. I definitely need to replace the top because I'm definitely looking to upgrade soon. But.
Guitar, Mike, your guitar.
My guitar?
Your guitar.
Your baby.
Favorite guitar, your baby.
My baby.
Your baby.
Her name is Bonnie. I named her
after
Bonnie and Clyde because Bonnie and Clyde is one of my favorite movies. Oh, jeez. she is a 1999 Gibson Les Paul Custom Shop Standard.
He's all flushed over.
Bam! She's awesome. I don't know, like, when I get buried, when I die, she will be in the casket. I've been playing that guitar since I was 12 years old. I've been in car wrecks with it, and...
That's true.
You've been in a car wreck
with
your guitar.
We both survived. I believe that she is my musical
angel
soulmate, so...
Aww. Oh my goodness.
Next. Either or.
Yeah, I mean, I have one drum set and about 6 snare drums. They're all made by Pork Pie Percussion in California. One of the best drum companies in the world. Not the, but one of.
That's
so.
The first time I've ever heard of that kind of drum set, so it shows my knowledge, doesn't it?
They're awesome. I think they're the underdog of custom drums, but, you know, that's it, so.
What do you play?
I play a guitar. I am one of the very few pop punk guys still playing a Fender Strat. I think so. But I have a custom Fender Strat. It's got some Gibson pickups in there. It's got some Fender pickups in there.
It's a mix and match guitar.
I bought a guitar. I tore it apart, and I, you know, have been building it ever since. So it's my baby. I will never sell that guitar.
That's awesome.
Someone told me to put a price on it, and I can't.
You can't? Yeah. Oh. Well, from our guitars and mics and drums to inspiration for lyrics, you have some innovative lyrics. You're comparing butterflies and alibis, and I think it's because it rhymes, but I could be wrong, so could you correct me on that?
And rhyming's always cool. It always makes it more fun to sing to. I mainly just write about... Lately, it seems to just be about boys. I can't lie and say, oh, that has this deep, deep meaning.
It's about boys.
It is.
You're honest. When can we expect the EP to come out?
Well, we're actually finishing recording it this weekend. Putting finishing touches on it. Some minor vocal stuff. Some tambourine for sure.
You need a tambourine player? I'm so good at that.
Probably gonna throw some egg shaker, a little bit of tambourine.
Maracas.
I think some tambourine also. Maybe a little bit of
tambourine. Maybe some tambourine.
Maybe some tambourine.
Hey, oh my god. You guys, we should totally put tambourine.
Tambourine! I know, in that one song. At that one part. Tambourine.
This is why we're a band, because we all think alike.
What just made me laugh inside, because I didn't laugh physically. That little rant about tambourine, we do that stuff when people aren't around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's almost sad.
Yeah.
But hey, we found each other, and that's all.
By the way, there are mustaches on everyone's finger in this band.
Mine faded, but don't worry.
So what other shows do you guys have coming up soon?
Our first show that we have is going to be April 4th. At Sterling Community Center. It starts at 5:30. You can come have fun with us, and if you draw a mustache on your finger, you'll get a free 2-song sampler.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are awesome, we like to have fun, and we want to have fun with you guys.
With mustaches only.
With mustaches!
You don't have a mustache.
And then after that, we have a show the next day in Baltimore at Fletcher's. Again, come out, just have fun. we like to have fun. So
we like to have fun.
Come hang out with us and talk with us.
Yeah.
We like to meet you guys.
And here's a reason to hang out with these guys. We're going to find out what animal they'd be. And so here we go. The question is, when you grow up, what animal do you want to be? And I'm going to start with Sam.
When I grow up, I want to be a pregnant seahorse named Oliver.
You have the best answer I've ever heard. That was awesome.
Wait, when we grow up, we're going to become an animal.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Don't question the logic of the question.
I'm making sure.
My mother never prepared me for that. All
right.
So. Pregnant your turn, seahorse. Though.
My turn.
Your Great. Turn.
When I grow up, I hope to be... a mechanical bull.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Oh my god.
It's an animal. It's a mechanical animal. Whatever.
Okay.
Mechanimal.
And I'm gonna have a sign on the side that says no dudes allowed. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good one.
Good to go.
And Greg.
Alright. I just wanna grow up to be Mikey. But
what animal is Mikey?
Is he an animal?
Mikey is clearly
he is an animal.
Son of Goofy in that Goofy movie. For real. Like he looks just like him, Max.
Max Goofy.
And that's kind of an animal. Yeah. Right?
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
So you wanna be a dog?
I'd be a deer.
A deer?
A deer.
I can imagine.
Okay.
I just wanna be on someone's wall.
Because he likes to run out and in the middle of the road at night.
Yep. I'm like you see this Mike B coming? You see him? See him? Watch this. And jump out at me. I'm like, you know, it's all squirrel. Like, that fool.
Eddie, it's
That's
your
me.
Turn.
It's me.
When I grow up, the animal I would like to be is a wolf on the top of a mountain, like in those sweet trucker shirts.
That just
seems so BA to me.
With a slightly tie-dye,
yes.
Cloudy background.
Yes.
Covers your entire chest.
That's right. That's what I want.
Would you howl?
Yes.
What's and there's a dream catcher somewhere on
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
You belong to
an Indian in the clouds.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us.
Thanks for having
thank
me.
Thank you.
Hope you had a fun
thank
time.
You.
And one more time, please check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/runningwithgiants. Be our friend. You can also go to our blog section and get our free sampler online. Friend us, go to our blog, and now you can read the instructions.
Yep.
There are instructions.
There
so make
are
sure
instructions.
You read.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming and visiting with us.